Tom Bestell and Associates managing partner Tom Sell says the disaster bill being marked up will cover 2020 and 2021 disasters.
What I'm saying is that it includes all the causes of loss from the previous WIPs, and then also expands that a little bit, like on the drought side, so that it's not just B3 or more. You know, sometimes things don't follow, or droughts don't follow county lines exactly. And so there were some real challenges there. So I think they're expanding the drought language a little bit. They're including derechos. They're including, you know, the polar vortex that gripped the South back in February. Not a big time of crops in the field, but there were a lot of livestock losses, dairy losses. So there are doing some unique things there. The other thing I understand is they're really smart thing that Hovin did was to give some authority to allow FSA to work through the co-ops to deliver some of the.
Tell says House Agriculture Committee Chairman David Scott's authorizing committee likes the WIP Plus model.
So they love having the producer having skin in the game. Well, there's also some requirements to continue purchase after if you receive a WIP Plus check. The biggest complaint, and I know concern of the Ag Committee, has been administration. So not the model, but just how it's delivered. And there were concern from the standpoint of even concern for the county office, FSA staff, who largely had to rekey every single unit of production by farm number before they could do these calculations.
The cost of changes to the WIP Plus program would be included in the year-end spending bill.
I think, Kara, that's going to serve as a proxy if they can get some dollars secured for more of a permanent model, something that could be there. We'll see if they can get all that done. I think for Tuesday, they're really just looking at making sure it gets done for 2020 and 21. At the same time, the appropriations bill is going forward. That's where the WIP programs have been stuck. They've been done on appropriations bills 2 weeks.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.